I've been working on 700 albums right now. It's like a project, side project I'm working on. And this is the one of the latest ones right here.
We don't win with healthcare. We don't win with ISIS and the military. We don't take care of our vets. We don't take care of our borders. We don't win. We're going to start winning again. We are not going to be controlled by people that are special interests and lobbyists that everybody here has contributed to. And you know what? They do exactly what those folks wanted to do. We're going to make our country great, and we're going to do the right thing. I'm working for you. I'm not working for anybody else.
That's really good.
Thanks.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Are you jamming that yourself? Or
that's me and Trump right there.
That's hot.
Just talking the hits.
Yeah, but that was really great.
So, who's going to be first between you guys? Ladies first? Is that how it works?
Ladies first.
Sure. Or are you a rude individual?
You got to think about it for a second.
Honey?
I'll go first? What? Oh, no. Ladies first.
All right. Do you want to roll it since you're here live?
Sure. I'll roll it.
Three. What's three?
It's three.
Rock and roll. That's
rock and roll. Okay.
It's here to
all
stay.
Right. What's my question here? Three again.
Let me put on my eyeballs. What's one of your favorite songs of all time, and why?
Well,
doesn't have to be rock and roll.
Yeah. Well, actually, Andy's introduced me to a lot of music since we started dating that I, you know, wasn't really aware of. And he introduced me to Carl Orff. Mm. And he's a famous composer. And he has a song called Grassenhauer. And then there's a song, you guys have heard it. You maybe even already know what I'm talking about. So there's a song called Grassenhauer. And then there's another song by,
what's
the composer's name?
Wins Oscars all the time for
movies.
For movies that he's composing in. His name,
it's like something Zimmer.
Yeah, Hans Zimmer.
Hans Zimmer.
Boom!
Yes, so Hans Zimmer kind of created a song as an homage to Grassenhauer for the movie.
When did it come out?
It's a Oliver Stone / Tarantino kind of a meld, but they both the names.
Grindhouse?
No, not quite.
Sorry.
Failing me right now?
I know the name. I want the people out there to be like yelling at their.
They're like, it's that!
It's this one!
Idiot!
It's got the actor that played Balky Bartokomis from Perfect Strangers in it. He's a little role. It's got Brad Pitt in it before Brad Pitt went as Brad Pitt.
Oh.
Christian Slater.
We're coming down a room.
Yeah. Oh, what? It's got Gary Oldman in it. It's got an Arquette in there.
This is magnificent.
Not the boy Arquette, but the girl, one of the girls.
Oh, True Romance.
Yes.
True Romance.
It's
very
one
good.
Of the best movies ever.
So, the song for True Romance by Hans Zimmer is an homage to the song Grassenhauer by Carl Orff. And they're both very similar.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of xylophone.
Nice.
Or
let's possibly
Glockenspiel.
Or Glockenspiel.
If you want to get nasty.
If you want to get nasty.
Kind of brass tacks
and
about that
Anna,
shit.
Maybe in a minute, if Andy can pull it up on his phone, he can play.
Yeah, a little cell phone taste of it right here.
Crank it.
So, Shannon, this is one of your favorite tracks?
Yeah.
Aww.
That is sweet.
That is such a charm.
I like it so much that I've kind of like cataloged through both of the rest of their music.
Yeah.
And it's just really soothing.
Yeah.
and it's, I feel like it's a lullaby, so I've actually used that song several times to help my kids fall asleep.
Nice.
And,
nice.
Yeah. And I just think it's really sweet and really simple and really beautiful, and it just gives you kind of like a warm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those songs together, they're just, I usually listen to them back to back when I listen to them, but mm-hmm. Yeah. Not very rock and roll.
No, who cares? That was
nostalgically,
awesome.
Nostalgically, you know, when I started really get rock into rock and roll was in the early 90s. Of course, because I'm a Seattle kid, I was huge into Nirvana. I cried my eyes out when I couldn't go to the Candlelight Vigil
for
Kurt Cobain.
I was just going to say, did you go to the Candlelight Vigil for Kurt Cobain?
I was too young, and my mom was like, no, there's going to be drugs there. And I'm like, I know. Like, go.
They got bunk-ass drugs there.
What'd you get?
Oh, really?
I was with Steve Olsen and Tom Palicki. I'm doing name dropping. Steve's like, I need to get some weed, man. And I was like, okay. And then he goes and starts walking around, like, looking for weed. He comes back with this, like, bum dreadlock dude. And he's like, oh, this dude's got some hash. You know, you guys want to go in on this hash? We're like, yeah, sure.
Wow, hash.
Yeah, and I don't know what we smoked with that bum rolled up in his hand. For way too long.
There's probably that nasty garbage that you roll on.
He's like, I got hash all day. Hold on.
When you get a little peanut butter on your hands and you... yeah.
Gross.
But it's dumpster juice. Butter.
You couldn't go?
I could not go. I was too young. My mom would not let me go. So I wasn't able to go, but I did cry my eyes out. And I was in middle school, so couldn't get... I would, like, draw... I would write his name all over my arms.
Yes.
And when the drummer from Hole, whom I'm forgetting her name right now, she passed away shortly thereafter, I would write her name all over my body. And I would just... seriously, like, I was just... So that's, like... I guess Nirvana was when I, you know, when I really, really got into rock and roll.
Do you own any photos of any of that?
All of it. Yeah. I was, you know, that was like, that was probably one of the first loves of my life was Kurt Cobain. So I have all of the magazine, Rolling Stone, and like,
No, but do you have pictures of you with writing on yourself?
Oh,
or anything
no.
like that? Anything that shows you, like, during that time?
That was a false fist bump.
I mean, I have...
Take it back.
Yeah, I have pictures of me at that time period, you know, but not with the writing all over me. Like, you know, I have totally have pictures of me still with my, like, chain wallet and my airwalks and all
yeah.
that. Yeah.
Those
so.
Are mine. That was all mine.
So I think it was in sixth grade around that time when he passed away. And at that time, sixth grade, in the suburbs, in that time, that was like, are you a poser or nah? And like, kids would come up and quiz you.
Oh, no.
See if you're like, no, yeah.
I got
yeah.
that. I got that at my house. I got the knock on the door. How much do you say?
So, Shannon, let's do this quiz real quick. What town is Kurt Cobain from?
He's from Aberdeen.
Oh, yeah, Aberdeen.
Well,
that's close.
Well, what is his daughter's name?
Francis Bean. I didn't want to answer
that
because...
What is this? What is your middle daughter's name?
See, this is why I didn't want... This is why I didn't want to take this quiz. Okay, awesome. Let me clarify. My daughter's middle name is also Bean, and it is. She is not named after Francis Bean. I'm not that much of a nerd. No, my daughter's middle name is Bean because she looked like a bean on the ultrasound. She looked like a little kidney bean. And so I started calling her my little bean, and that's how she got that middle name.
So, like,
I don't know.
All babies are
babies. You still think I
you can't do what you Francis. Just did. You can't do that first part where you're like, Kurt Cobain was my whole life. I didn't know what I was going to do. I colored myself all the way black with permanent marker. And then be like, yeah, but that has nothing to do with that.
Yeah, that's Andy's take, too. He was like, bullshit.
Yeah, because how come it wasn't like Lima?
Yeah, right? Because, did your first kid look like a bean in the ultrasound?
Every kid looks like a bean.
Or you waited that's too long?
No, because when I the first ultrasound that I got with my first child, you know, she was already kind of had like a face there.
Oh.
So, but like Georgia, I had some like little... Nothing complications, but they did one kind of early, and it just was like a wiggly bean, yeah.
Okay.
Alright.
Whatever!
We'll just
you guys
move on
can't
to the next.
See
we'll just
is
move
them
on to the next
rolling
question.
Their eyes at me.
All right, Andy's up, though. All so right. Maybe we can switch this around.
Let's get okay. this rolling. Yes, oh, we got a number five. What is number five?
Childhood.
Ooh, let's get into this.
Oh, boy.
Let's have a breakthrough today.
All right.
Come on, breakthrough.
Three.
Oh, phobia.
Phobia.
When you were a kid, did you have a phobia? Were you scared of anything?
I was scared of everything as a kid. Ooh. Watched a lot of rated R movies as a
too
kid.
Early. Yeah.
Yeah, way too early. Like, you guys ever see Stephen King's Silver Bullet?
Yes.
Yeah, Corey Haim on the wheelchair. Yep. Like, how adorable,
on the bridge.
Right?
What the
yeah,
fuck?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. Gary Busey.
He's handicapped.
Okay.
He's in a freaking wheelchair. There's a murderer. You know,
tearing people apart.
Oh. And you're in a fucking wheelchair. You can't do
so shit. Was Gary Busey your biggest phobia as a kid?
No, Gary Uncle Red? Hell no. Because he was the
he
one
was
that,
awesome. He was the helper.
Yeah.
Plus he...
the kids were at home alone when all the shit's going down. Gary Busey's the only adult alcoholic, granted, but, like, yeah. there. And so, like, you know, he's like, kind of protected them. You know, I don't want to spoil the movie.
I know, I was about to do the whole thing.
Tell you what, fast forward 45 seconds, nah, a minute. And, all right. So, turns out this killer's a werewolf.
Woo!
Turns out that werewolf, it's the priest!
The priest!
What?
Can you believe it?
I can't, that's an insane twist.
He keeps going to the priest and, like, telling him about it, and the priest's like, yeah, motherfucker, I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah, but, you know, the whole time the priest is struggling.
Yeah.
Because he's a werewolf and he's ripping people up.
And he's a priest!
But he's trying to apply it to, like, saving people in a way. You know, he kills the alcoholic dad that's abusing the daughter, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we get that.
Dexter.
He kills that one lady who's about to get an abortion. Nah,
yeah.
Save the mom, save the baby. Salvation, you know? But then Marty finds out because he shoots the priest in the eye.
Yeah.
No, shoots the werewolf in the eye with a bottle rocket, and then the priest shows up with an eye patch.
No, the priest. Let me. Can I clarify one thing?
Dun dun dun.
The priest turns around in the garage, and his eyes blasted out by a firework
at a motherfucking garage sale.
Boom.
What? Like, and nobody heard a big sound explode right before that.
No. You're not getting it.
See, at night...
At night, the werewolf is getting the dude in the wheelchair that can't defend himself because he's in a wheelchair, but Gary Busey made the Silver Bullet.
So which is a new wheelchair.
A badass wheelchair. Anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. The next day,
yeah.
He's like, shows up, and dude turns around and just has the fucked up eye from the fucking firework, and he's like, oh, shit. Gary Busey, help me.
Yeah, yeah. And so then, you know, it's time to make the silver bullet, like the real one that goes in the gun. They melt down, like, all their, like, little, like, sterling silver chains and stuff that, like, the parents are giving them. Parents go out of town. Gary Busey's taking care of them. I don't know if that's a good choice, but it's still happening. Werewolf breaks through the wall.
yeah.
Gary Busey's about to shoot him, slaps the gun out of his hand.
No!
Right after Gary Busey takes the bullet out of the gun and says, I'm beginning to feel like a horse's ass. Now
wow.
The bullet goes down the goddamn vent.
Ding.
Marty got to reach down in there.
Hurry!
Into the vent. He's grabbing the bullet. There's like marbles and Cheetos and shit down there. He pulls the fucking...
Spider.
There comes spider.
Pulls the bullet out. Loads the shit. His sister's all like, oh no. Shoots the werewolf in the other eye.
Yeah.
Boom, bitch.
Yeah.
Now the werewolf's blind.
Now he's blind. Down, dead, dying, hair shrivels up. He's just a man.
He just killed the pastor.
Yeah.
Now he's going to jail forever.
And then, like, you forget, but, like, the sister's narrating the whole thing, and it just wraps up like, I love you, Marty. Good night.
What?
Movie.
It's one of those that I...
So they don't have when the cops show up and are like, why'd you kill the priest? And like,
there's
a werewolf.
No cops in this movie. Nah. It's a werewolf.
It's not settled. Like
it's
set
up.
As
shit's,
far as,
shit's even.
Like, you ever heard gunshots or nothing? Like walls breaking and stuff.
Yeah, I'm with Jeff. I've never seen it. So
well, phobia
guys...
wise, I was fucking terrified of the werewolf.
Yeah,
yeah.
Somehow manifested in my head that werewolves couldn't go upstairs.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that rule.
Yeah, but they could go downstairs, so I'm down. So oh shit, and then running up the
go
stairs.
Up.
That little last step, like you know when you
got
like,
it.
Leap
yeah,
up.
Got it. Boom.
Safe,
yeah.
Safe,
he's like,
safe, base.
Down at the bottom, just growling.
Yeah, I had a ton of phobia as a kid. It was stupid. Childhood was hard.
Yeah.
Especially with all those werewolves
hey,
in the basement.
Let me tell you something, kid. Shadow Hood is hard.
I had like half a dozen werewolves in the basement. I'd lead them down there and they get trapped.
Yeah.
But sometimes,
because you know,
sometimes mom's like, go get the laundry. And you're like, fuck.
There's so many down there.
So many
now.
Fucking werewolves down there.
Every time they go down.
They're all pissed.
Just like a dozen red eyes looking up at you when you open the door.
Creak.
Is it your turn?
Oh, I have to play. I have to play my own game. I love it. I'm like that dude. You guys want to hear about the first time I lost my virginity? I mean, you want to play a game?
I'll start. I'll go first.
Four is...
Jobs.
Oh, this is going to get weird.
Number one. First job.
What was your first job? I think my first job was at the golf course in Browns Point.
What'd you do?
Yeah.
Washing carts.
Do you remember how much you made? Let's see what minimum wage was.
I made $4.25.
Okay.
Probably more than minimum wage at that time, right?
How were you a little?
I was 13.
Okay, so 4.25 when you're 13, that's not bad.
No, it was awesome. It was like a paycheck, and it was like a paycheck. Like, yeah. And I think back on that, I'm like, isn't that kind of weird? Like, when you're 13, you're getting a paycheck? Like,
yeah.
Are you not supposed to pay 13-year-olds?
Yeah.
Yeah, supposed to be like, so hey, that cool. Was like a legit job. Like, you, because that's not somebody paying you under the table or like, go do your neighbor's yard work or whatever. It was like, that's like a legit
job. Oh, but you know what, though? I probably did that. I did all that stuff, too, like mowing lawns and babysitting and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't think I considered that a job.
You know, well, even if your parents would broker that and make you do it, he'll break your leaves. He'll do it for $10. $10.
Go to grandma's house. I'm getting changed.
Yeah, I was gonna say $10.
Yeah,
what?
I was like, wow, I'll come to your house.
Yeah,
we were doing shit for 5 cents.
Yeah,
for real.
It was. Yeah,
like raking the yard. There's a picture of me raking the yard when I'm like 8, and I'm like, what? That's for like 15 cents. And grandma's just like, ha. Sucker.
Yeah, it's always the grandmas that get you, too.
Thank you, honey. That was a great job you did. They don't give a fuck if you did a good job or not. They paid 15
well,
cents.
Well, here's a dime and here's another. You know what? No.
You know what?
Here's a nickel. Here's a dime here's and a nickel.
Get something nice. Get a nice piece of candy. Candy, cool. Thanks, grandma. I'm going to rake your yard tomorrow.
Well, I don't think there's going to be any
no,
tomorrow.
No, next month, maybe. Not paying rent.
Jeff is up. First to roll is a two.
Two.
What is that? That is
two is drugs.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Drugs. Here we go.
He's gonna be like, no.
I know. Three.
Three. Did we already ask that question?
What are you holding?
Oh, good question. I'm excited for this.
All right, let's see.
If you don't feel legally like you should answer, I think
there's,
that's okay, right?
There's actually nothing illegal here, so.
Oh, wow. Good angle.
Washington.
Nice angle.
That
was a good angle.
But I do have a giant bottle of tequila upstairs. That, no, it's funny because I won it at the like work party, you know, at the raffle.
Yeah, the raffle.
And it's always funny because people are always like, oh, I wish that guy what you got, but you know, people when you win the raffle, people always want the different prize.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was like, oh, dude. Like super bummed that they didn't win the giant bottle of tequila,
and, you're all, not
and that was like 2 years ago, and I never even like opened it. Even. So it's like super funny. That's like just sitting.
That's your trophy,
like,
yeah.
They would have just been drunk now. There at the party.
Yeah, no, it would have been if it was someone else. It would have just been gone then. But no,
I feel you, man. Tequila is my nemesis.
Whoa,
no,
tequila. I just don't really drink
black magic.
Yeah, I don't anymore. That.
Yeah.
I
don't
anymore
that.
I don't anymore
that. Tequila. Okay, even if I just smell it, it starts to make me feel nauseous a little bit.
I just start to feel like punching my own face and how I can get the best angle.
I've heard a lot of people say that tequila makes them angry or violent or like unpredictable. Specifically tequila. I've heard a lot of people say that.
That's because it's true. Tequila is not good. Are we done? Are we wrapping up this game? I want to just play it all night long.
I know. It's super fun. Well, it's a great idea.
Whoa.
Okay. Let me see if I can get a little bit shorter answer this time so I don't take all the time. Okay. One. What's one? Sex.
Yeah.
Sex. Okay. Let me
Let's
see.
Get down a beat.
One again.
Most ridiculous place you've had sex.
I just realized that this could go very poorly.
Yes, that's what I just said. I've never thought about like a couple being in here.
Yeah, that's a whole new dynamic right there.
Well, I'm gonna make it feel really good because like nowhere.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say it was him, and he got so weird.
No, I mean, like the weirdest place that Andy and I have ever had sex. Nowhere. We've never had sex anywhere. We did have sex in my car. Which was a Mercedes, so...
Ooh, that's pretty cool.
All right.
Yeah, I had to move the car seats.
If this car's naked and the car seats are outside...
Well, I do have a...
if the car seat's on the roof, go come down.
Yeah, I suppose that if it had been in the car seat, that would have been pretty wild.
Ooh, yeah.
Gross.
Come
gross.
Mama.
Cheetos and Cheerios. And,
I love it. I just keep smelling them.
Well, we did recently. I don't know if I should share.
That's a good one. Mind. I think that was good, though. I mean, but I just always want to hear.
Yeah, that's not weird, though, having sex in the car. Well, I live with my dad, and so we don't ever, you know, mess around or anything in my house. And, but we recently made an exception, and we had to be, it was actually really exciting because we had to be super, super quiet.
Yeah.
And we just did it like up against the railing, like right next to the front door of my house. It was pretty hot. Yeah. And I would, you know, inside of a house, not weird, but like with your family members inside of the house and you have to be super quiet and super quick. And we were not in a room. We were in the hallway. So anybody could have walked by. So that was probably pretty, yeah.
That'll qualify.
It worked out.
Yeah, it's nice.
That nervous.
Hope my dad ever hears this.
Yeah.
He's on Facebook.
Miller on the dice.
Okay.
Miller on the dice. Six.
Vehicles.
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 What is it?
And six again.
Okay. Let's take it down to the bottom.
Oh, this is fun.
If you could create a future gizmo that goes in a car, what would it be?
All right. I got the answer to this.
Wow, that was fast.
He thinks about this a lot.
I think about this a lot. as you know, a Seattle motorist.
Yeah.
I live on the east side. If you know the area, I have to commute in and out of Seattle all the time, which is like that's the worst.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, I mean, like you know, it's
Yeah.
Traffic's a major, major problem, and it only seems to be getting worse. What I would like to put as a device onto cars, before I go into this, how do you guys feel about traffic in Tacoma? Is it's manageable or is it, I mean...
Yeah, I think it's manageable. I think it depends where you're at and what time.
Where you're at and at what time. Has anybody ever seen the video of the Phantom, traffic jam? They run a bunch of cars in a circular loop. They kind of line a bunch of cars up in a round circle, and they have them all drive at 30 miles per hour. Like, if you can imagine, one of the participants just has to tap the brake just a hair, and then there's, like, this kind of accordion, like...
The wave.
Traffic jam. Yeah, a little wave of everybody slowing down throughout the thing, and then suddenly there's major gaps and major backups. So, basically, it's like one guy. One guy can shut down the whole city. And,
right.
And we saw that when a truck on 99 jackknifed, and then like the entire city was shut down. It's just one guy. So the idea that I have is to implore everybody not to be congestion potentials. Like that one guy, or just like on a little bit. So what I would like...
I don't want to be that.
What I would like in my car, or even in my phone... is an app where I can, and this sounds like kind of like narky.
Laser gun?
No. When a narc get a laser gun?
Not a traffic.
Laser guns and norks.
Not the way now.
I want an app where you can snap a picture of someone's license plate and give them a 1-star or a thumbs down.
Oh, and they get the message.
You get 3 or 4 of those, you get a letter from DOL. Mm-hmm. Or maybe, because Department of Licensing, let me tell you, completely different from the municipal court.
Uh-huh.
Department of Licensing. It, like, if you, let's say you get a DUI. Let's say I got a DUI. Okay, I got a DUI.
For the case of the story.
For the case of the story, I had two fights to fight. Hypothetically. One with the DOL. It says, you fucking violated the rules of our club.
Right.
Now we're giving you a conditional license. Then I had the fight with the municipal court that's like, you broke the law, pay the fine, you know, et cetera, et cetera. The DOL can do whatever the fuck they want. Doesn't matter what the judge says in municipal court. And the judge in municipal court could have been like, that was unfair, police report was fucked, whatever. But I had my day, quote unquote, in court with DOL, didn't go that way, breathalyzer on the car. Right? Because it's just, it's a fucking club.
Yeah.
So what I would like is to be able to take a in the future, I would like my car to be able to zap congestion potential in front of me and be like, this motherfucker's going 40 in the fast lane, or this motherfucker needs to learn how to merge, or this motherfucker's passing everybody on the right, or this motherfucker's got a chain hanging from his fucking car, it's causing sparks and everybody's slowing down to watch it. And once you get three of those, you get a letter from DOL that's like, you got to take a class.
Yeah.
That's what I would like in future.
You need to get hit to the game.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely.
Then I would also like you to be the, like, head trainer for the people that, like, give the classes.
I would so do that.
And volunteer.
And everybody's sleeping. I had to go, hypothetically, if I got a DUI, they'd send you to drug and alcohol.
Yep. I've heard that.
Or whatever. Everybody in the front row where I had to sit because I got there just a hair late. Not like I got there late, but I didn't get there early.
Hypothetically. Yeah.
I'm sitting right up front. Everybody else that came in hung over and they stunk like alcohol. Just stunk like alcohol. And I'll deny that they're like, oh, I have a false tooth that it's
stinky.
It ferments. It ferments. When I blow on the ball,
eat corn chips.
Yeah. And meanwhile, you're just like sweating alcohol. And they're teaching us like, if you drink till last call by 2 p.m., it should be out of your system. Like, it's 3 p.m. This guy fucking stinks. They dismiss me for lunch. We go walking around the building. There's like a bus stop there. It's like little fucking just like empty little airplane liquor bottles lined up on the mailbox. I'm like, yeah, that's, I know who's drinking that. It's the guy
stinky.
That's sitting next to the stinky.
I know who's taking the bus
tooth, mother, fermenty fucking mouth. And I read the rules. You can't come to that shit drunk.
Yeah. No shit. No, you. I'm sorry. In fine print, please don't come to your DUI. You're an alcoholic motherfucker. Don't come here drunk. I think that should be implied.
I just want to end this with, to make my own case. I'm not a narc.
I am not a narc.
But if you're a congestion potential,
I want to zap you, but if you're going to come to drug and alcohol school drunk, I'm not going to say anything. I'll just endure how bad you stink.
Because I'm not a narc.
Because I'm not a narc.
Plus, if, you know, the teacher should be able to identify that.
Teachers don't give a fuck.
So the teacher walks in, says to me, I like to move around up front. You're going to have to pull your feet in. Slowly, I'm like, fuck this class. Slowly pull my feet in.
Ah!
And then I was certain that when she was smelling the dude next to me, she's thinking, it's this balding motherfucking ginger right here. And so then... It just got worse from there.
When she leaves, though, she's going to see those bottles. You did all those bottles on the mailbox. You got a problem.
You know what I was doing on my lunch break? I was carving a little linoleum stamp love note.
Oh, come on.
We're going to make a stamp, tag this all over the city. That's what... I shouldn't have said that, but...
They're coming for you.
She comes to me. She's like, okay, now that you've had the class, we're going to go around and talk to everybody about what you would do differently. And... it gets to me, and I'm like, I would not have cooperated with the police. And the whole class laughs. She's like, no, really, what would you do? And I'm like, I'm not trying to be just realized I'm like kind of like just like masturbating right here, being like, look how badass I am. I'm not going to cooperate with the police. But eat. You know, if you're gonna drink, eat. Drink some water.
This is all the things you learn.
Yeah. You know, get an app that measures your alcohol level. I have one on my phone.
By your rapping ability?
My rapping.
The app. It's like, go ahead and freestyle in there, and I'll tell you if you're drunk or not.
No. The one I got is sweet. You just pull it up, and you blow on your phone. It's like, you're cool.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh, man. I didn't you're even cool, bro. Say that.
Or like, bro, you're tanked.
Let's get a real one. Let's find out if I have had sex with a donkey. Let's go. 3.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Roll. All right, here it goes.
Whoa, sick. Least safe at a show.
Oh, wow. Okay, so the least safe I felt at a show.
Mm-hmm.
The least safe I felt at a show. That sounded the same. it was at Brooklake Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Have you
guys heard of that? The Pierce County spot?
It's Federal Way.
Okay.
And it was the first time I was going to a show. And
like, how old were you?
I was older. It was like, I might have even been after high school. Mm. Might have been like 18, 19. But I was like older than the friends I was going with, because it was all like skaters. And so we went to this like punk rock show at this Brooklake Hall, and we went inside, and it's super small, right? And so that was weird, you know, because it was like, and it was packed. And it was all ages, so it was crazy, because it's just like a bunch of kids all fucked up on everything that they're not supposed to be doing. All of a sudden, the music's playing, everything's crazy, there's a slam dancing thing, you know?
So slam like, dancing?
I'm getting closer.
That's what the music teacher called it. You're going to have a dance this week, and no slam dancing.
Not in this class.
So, there was a mosh pit up front.
There we go. And, there we go.
Pit form.
Dude, my bro, yeah, sweet pit.
You guys don't know I'm from before that. So, all of a sudden, like a kind of scuffle breaks out, right? Like some kind of fight's happening, but I don't even know who's fighting who and like what's going on.
Yeah.
And then this dude jumps up on the stage and he's all, "Who wants to fight a skinhead?" And there's like, whoa. And so it turns out that's just like all these skinheads like in the audience, right? But they're sharps, so that makes it something different. And there's like a black one, and you're like, I don't know what this means.
Skinhead are against racial prejudice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But they're like still skinheads. Okay. Like I didn't understand. I was totally confused by this whole situation.
Yeah.
I had a
yeah, a similar thing
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, where I was like, what the fuck is this? Yeah, like, my first experience with, yeah.
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 We'll have to talk about that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so then I'm just like, oh, shit, skinheads will kill me. They're going to kill me. You know, people are going to start dying right now. I was so scared. And it wasn't anything. Like punched each other. And like, that was it. It wasn't that scary, but it was very scary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
skinheads and a mosh pit together. Yeah, that's scary.
For your first time, too. Yeah. Like, I didn't know any of that stuff. I figured it out, though.
Yeah.
So did you jump into the... Did you slam dance
not
with
that
everybody?
One. No, because that really happened, like, 2 songs in. It wasn't even... And I was still, like, figuring it out. You know how he does the perimeter?
Yeah.
And he does the perimeter he's talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of doing that. I was feeling it out. Like, what is this all about?
It's loud in there.
Are they going to make fun of me?
How can I see a vagina? That's all I could think. Still didn't figure it out for years after that, though.
Let's roll.
3
is rock and roll. Rock and roll again.
Rock and roll. I like rock and roll, though. I don't mind.
5.
Oh.
Is that Album Island?
Mm-hmm.
One album on the island?
If you could take one album
to a deserted island.
That's hard for me. Look at... Uh-oh, dilemma. We have a dilemma.
Yeah, because I bet in people's minds are like, should I pick the nostalgic thing, or should I pick the current thing that I'm super into?
Oh, but is it going to get old?
Is it going to get old, yeah.
Should I just go back to Dave Matthews Crash or not?
Please don't take that.
I'm going to be by myself.
Nobody'll know.
It's okay.
Nobody'll know. It's okay.
Well, you got to go with something really long.
Oh, smart.
You know, like, don't grab the EP.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
Get that double album, you know.
Easy does it, single cassette.
You know, I'd have to go with something, like, super, like, classic like that. Like,
mellow.
Like, that's what I call music compilation.
No, no.
80s
yeah, it's just, like, a room full of records.
Wait, would you really pick Easy E?
No.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't saying that.
That was me.
That was him, I think.
Like, okay, so like I would give you a double, you know, like a double record. Yeah. Double album. Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. Remember that?
Yeah, but no.
The world is a vampire.
Yeah. That's the one that you want to leave me on the island if you want me to die. I'm really trying to break the album into pieces to stab myself with.
Depending, you get a CD. Oh no, you can do it with vinyl, like a swing player.
Exactly.
They just find you with a record in you.
Bled out.
I'd probably do like Disintegration or something like that by The Cure. But. It's nice and long.
The what? Cure, huh? You're gonna be a little sad.
Desert Island.
I think Desert Island. I think Sunshine. So yeah. It's like, you know,
darkness.
I don't want Beach Boys the whole time or whatever. You know. So this is too fucking appropriate.
That's good. Kind of like antithesis. Like your music to your weather. That's a good answer. I like that answer.
All right.
We're gonna let that go.
That's
The Cure. Pretty great.
Not some islandy music. We should Brother Is.
I don't know how you guys are.
The fucking Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
I'll do this forever.
No, this is our evening. We're super psyched.
Yeah, cool.
To be here. Five. Oh, wait, this is five.
Childhood.
Oh, shit.
Childhood. Oh, come on.
Okay, one.
One. Shot. Have you broken a bone before? Which one? And what was the story?
Never broken a bone.
God damn it. I hate those answers.
Boring answer, I'm sorry.
Have you ever seen a broken bone?
Her kid's broken a bone.
Yes.
Yeah. Kind of counts.
Yep.
Yes.
See, because it came from you. So it's like your broken bone.
That's your bone.
You don't have to feel it.
Like it or not.
That's true. Yes, that's advantageous. My son, who is just turned six this month, he broke his arm when he was 1.5 years old. So he was still a baby, still in diapers.
Still rubber.
Still a little guy.
Yeah.
Not
supposed to break it. Like oxified or whatever.
But he was a climber and he liked climbing on things, and I'd always catch him in the kitchen wondering how the fuck did he get to the very top of the cabinets eating an entire stick of butter. Yeah, it is pretty good.
Why are you putting the butter way up there?
Well, no, he'd get the butter and he would just climb up there
just like King Kong, just like, take a bite of butter.
I think he just wanted a view with his meal. I don't know. But yeah, he would just climb and climb and climb. And so one day he decided that while I was running downstairs to get the laundry out of the dryer, he, just within that like 5 seconds of me being downstairs getting the laundry out, I ran upstairs to watch him fall from the top bunk of his sister's bunk bed. So he had gotten to he was climbing up the ladder and he made it to the top step and he slipped and fell, and he fell all the way to the ground, and he landed on his arm, and he broke it, and I watched it kind of in slow motion, like, and then I dropped my basket, ran in, picked him up. The second I picked him up, I knew it was broken.
Yeah. Did you pick him up by it?
Yes, I'm not kidding. I did. Well, kind of
mother,
like
my arm is fractured.
I kind of picked him up like by his, because I thought, I was worried. Oh, he hit his head.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking about his arm, so right, like I did kind of pick him up like under his arms, and when I did, his arm just went like completely limp, and it felt.
Yeah, it's different. Wrong
yeah,
place.
Yeah. No. So the second I picked him up, I knew it was broken, and then I called 911. They came and got him. He had to have surgery.
Woo!
On his arm, little baby.
Young surgery.
Yeah, he had to have surgery, and then I cussed out the doctor at the hospital who did nothing wrong. I was just a basket case.
Oh, that's awesome.
They're used to it. Well, actually, no, he was kind of a dick to me about it, because I was like, dude, you're going to put my baby under? Like, what? You know, so I was really freaked out about this idea of them putting him under, and so I kind of argued with the doctor. But everything turned out great, and he had to have pins in his arms, and then took him back, 8 weeks later, and sat and held his arm while they pulled the pins out, and I could feel it.
Oh.
I was holding his arm down, and I could feel it. It's like you can feel it, like it kind of stuck
sliding
in there.
Oh,
yeah,
like,
it was gnarly. It was gnarly. But he's totally fine.
Kicks.
Yeah, he's totally
that's
fine.
How you make a kick.
But they're like tugging. Yeah, it was rough. So, but he's listens to my tough little guy, and he's just fine now. And he's got a scar on his elbow that's three dots from where the pins were. Mm-hmm. There's just three little dots. And by the time he's grown, they'll probably not one even year. Be
yeah.
visible. Yeah.
I used to work at a daycare, right? For 6 years.
Yeah, me too.
And I played that game where you kick the kids up into the air. You know the one?
How's that go?
You lay on your back, and then all the everybody else's kids right, line up, and they sit on your feet, and then you just catapult them.
Boom. Where do they into land? What?
Into the grass.
Huh.
So, I'm doing that over and over, right? The whole they're just going through the line. They love it. It's their favorite thing.
Yeah.
So, they're going through the line, and there's this big kind of fat kid, and Chase. Is his name?
Of course. White kid.
Yeah. Yep. And he... Have I talked about this on the podcast?
Maybe.
Tail.
So he's like, I want to go higher. I was like, cool. I'm like 19, skater. So I have like skater legs too. For catapulting other people's children into the air as far as I can. So I go, whoop, and just launch him into the air. He flies and then he just lands on his arm. Right? He puts his arm behind him and just lands on it. Crunch. And he just starts screaming, right? And he's all, oh, my arm! And I'm like, you didn't even touch your arm. Like, what are you talking about? You got to have a line, you know, whatever. And then he holds up his arm, and it looks like a weird pretzel. And I was like, oh, time to go in.
Oh, my God, so that's terrifying. So I went inside terrifying. And
called the parents. A week later, their daughter that goes there, too, backflip out of the swing, concussion. Boom. Week later, the mom, brown recluse bite.
Shut up.
Yep. They just got
Jesus
hit, like,
Christ.
They just got hit, like, boom, 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 boom. They're like, maybe we won't go to that daycare. They just kept bringing their kids to that daycare.
Oh, my God.
If my kids come back broken twice in 1 week, or in 2 weeks,
yeah,
then I'm not. The brown recluse is just bonus.
Right.
Because that was not Chase affiliated with the daycare.
Yeah, that was at home.
Okay. You can't blame that shit on us, lady.
Wow. That is rough. Were you scared that you were going to get fired?
No. But I was just bummed that I broke somebody else's kid's arm.
Yeah.
I was mostly bummed about his broken arm. And I like that. I like Chase. He was cool. Like, if it would have been a bad kid, it could have been way better, you know?
Really? Oh, yeah. Sorry, Randy. Whatever.
It's like, it was like a wasted broke arm. Like, why did you stop crying? You're going on timeout.
Put my toe. It's over there.
I gotta run and use the toilet. I will be
again. What's wrong with you? What are you okay?
Are we still rolling?
Are you into it? Are you into it?
Yeah.
Are okay.
You into it. What's your?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to keep you guys up if you need to go to bed.
Right. Yeah.
Same problem. You know.
That's just Jeff.
My attitude so is. House.
Well, then Jeff.
Let's go till Jeff's got to go to bed.
Jeff's got to go to bed right now. He's looking.
All right.
No, but I like
this. Okay.
We could do one more roll.
Let's do one more roll.
One more roll.
Andy Miller.
One more roll.
Steps up to the plate.
Hot dice.
One.
You know that's
sex. What is
sex. One? Sex. You know that's sex.
Sex. Roll again, honey.
Come on. Let's get one like.
Five.
Come on.
Never. Come wait. On. Oh, wait. One, two, three, four, five. Never.
What is it?
Never have sex. That's what it means.
It's something you would never, ever do.
Oh, yeah.
You would never
Thank
ever
you,
because
I really didn't remember what it was.
Right.
Awesome.
So, like, I mean, like, the obvious answer is dick hole shit.
Like, ramrods.
I ain't trying to have a dick pussy.
No, no dick pussies. Not if that, and if that's sex racist, I'm sorry.
Like, so, like, something realistic in, like, pegging.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I probably will never, like, I'm sorry, honey, but...
What if I was really into it?
I don't fucking care. Like, like, let's do, like, a trans, like, let's do, like, a reverse.
A
I'm
switch.
Like, what if I was way into something super extreme that you weren't into? And you'd be like, well, that's just
That's not that extreme.
Pegging? Let me tell you.
Play a video of pegging just for the audio.
Just on the topic of butt stuff here. I have a condition... And it's called epididymitis, and it...
What is that?
Okay, so, like, imagine your testicles. You have your scrotum,
yeah,
right? That's the bag, and then your testicle is the grape.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then living around the testicle is, like, a very happy, healthy jellyfish.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you have your scrotal fluid, which has a real name, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Right?
Gel pack.
So...
nut juice. Sorry, honey.
So, like, sometimes grape that happy, juice. Healthy jellyfish can get inflamed and swollen. And when it does, it doesn't necessarily feel like a hard rock or a pencil eraser, but it might feel like what they call on the internet, you can Google it, a bag of worms.
Don't Google anything about your nuts.
So anyway, this is where guys go to check their testicles for lumps, and they feel a mass. It's in the epididymis, and they're feeling a mass in there, and they're going, I got testicular cancer, and my mom told me to check, but I don't do it often, so it might be my lungs right now.
I'm dying!
Yeah, exactly.
I've done this.
Epididymitis is what that, and so what comes from that is that you tend to, look, if you're checking them often, good for you. If you check them too often, they ache. When you find a lump or a mass, you check it like every hour, and you check both of them,
yeah.
And now you're achy as fuck, and then the ache is like,
you think
you're definitely have cancer, because now you're achy.
Yeah, your nuts are aching.
Yeah. In and the then the doctor goes, sometimes you just got achy bones.
Dude, I hate these fucking doctors, man. Right? They're like, don't do that.
So
whenever a doctor says, don't do that, then.
So
your doctor has a crazy voice.
I don't know my doctor. Sometimes you just sometimes have achy balls. Have achy balls. So some guys just got achy balls. So what happens to me is like maybe I'm out on a jog and maybe I'm running downhill and maybe I jam it so that my balls drop just right or whatever, but it kicks in the epididymitis,
yeah.
It flares up. Starts happening for the next 3 days. I'm like walking real slow through crosswalks. You know what I mean?
So definitely.
Yeah, and
no pain.
And so Shannon and I looked up like a way to deal with epididymitis is you get your wonderful understanding girlfriend to put on a rubber glove and stick a finger up your anus, and she rubs. You know, she got the pad of the finger pointed to the ceiling. 12 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
Rub at 12 o'clock. Now move. Rub at 3 o'clock. Now move.
You're getting a prostate massage?
Rub at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Nah, I mean.
That is what it is. It's a prostate massage.
So, yeah, but like six, your prostitute's not at 6 o'clock.
Your prostitute?
Yeah, prostitute. I said prostitute.
Prostate. 6:15.
And you did it with that. You did
your
it with
prostate's
that.
Not at 6 o'clock. Here's the deal. 12 okay. o'clock, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
You just do it like 3, 4, 15 seconds rubbing. And then and it fixed me, right? It fixed the ache in the balls. So go for it, fellas. But, like, I don't know. When she first put her finger in my butt.
Uh-huh. You're like, oh. That's
not... Hold it. She got, like, fingernails. Yeah. She doesn't know.
I had a glove.
I was just
that doesn't
say.
Matter.
I was just
gonna
say.
Blood doesn't
I thought
change
that was a glove.
The fact you got a fingernail.
Yeah, that's true.
And so it's like the first thing going in there is a fucking, just this fucking witchy fingernail.
Oh my god.
I'm not. They don't look like witchy fingernails right now, but they
you put them in your butt, yeah.
They're witchy fingernails. And then I'm like, oh, wait.
Wait a minute.
I do have fairly long fingernails.
And they're pointy and shit.
There's a reason that dildos don't have fingernails.
There's a reason.
There's a reason.
So it goes in, and I'm like, oh, wait. And she stops, and I take a breath, and I'm like, okay. And then she thinks that's the cue to keep going. So she just starts pushing, and then I'm like, no. And I can't, like, could you imagine being penetrated by a...
No.
You couldn't, yeah, no, it's not happening. I'm not getting pegged. And I'm not to, it's not an emasculating issue or anything like that. It just sounds incredible. I'm just not ready for it.
Yeah.
So, never. There you go.
Never.
Five. That's what it is. I'm not getting pegged.
On that note, we should probably wrap up this version of Candy Teeth Radio.
With no fingernails.
No fingernails. That's the name of this. Dirty fingernail!
Damn, the party's over.
His time's up.
I don't know what happened there.
Do you guys have anything coming up that you could talk about?
Oh, a, a little side project that Andy and I have been working on together is making a series of YouTube videos. Yes. There's a huge craze on YouTube right now. Look into it. It's most of the videos are titled something like Girl Opening Toy Eggs.
Yeah, that's the immediate search is Girl Opening Eggs. You'll find it.
But it's got to have the, usually it's got to have the word toys in there. Toys and eggs. And if you look up these videos, most of these videos have over, I would say over 25 million views, but closer to most of them around 200 yeah. million views.
Frontrunners. Quarter of like a billion most, with a B.
Most popular shit on YouTube right now. And if you ask any little kid, hey, have you seen these videos? Yeah. They've all seen it. I ask any of my coworkers that have kids, they're like, oh yeah, my kid. Even like across different countries, cultures, like, cultures, kids are watching these videos of just a person opening toy eggs, surprise toy eggs. And so all you can see is this person's hands in front of the camera opening these eggs, and it's like really soothing and hypnotic for little kids. So Andy and I were thinking, we're gonna kind of make
yeah, we're having fun with it.
Yes.
Fun with that medium. It doesn't seem like anybody else is having fun with it yet.
So please right watch it. It's on YouTube. Well, it's
The channel's Richard Reggs. Currently, because of all the content available, it's a bit hard to find. But
if you, that's why you can search Candy by channel.
Check Candy Teeth's page.
Ooh, you can post it there.
Right? I can post we'll post it there and you can check it out.
We're that's the way to do it.
We'll give you a great example of one of the Frontrunner videos, and then you can check out the one that we're making and see our little see how we're having fun with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's awesome.
That's a really weird thing.
Yeah, that is weird. I like it. I like very it. Very popular. Taking some photos.
Nice. Get
some of these photos. Yeah, I'm gonna get it. Do this. That was good. What are you doing? You're drinking again.
Anybody want to know what a smelling salt smells like?
No.
Because I got one.
You got one? Cool. Crack it. Crack that motherfucker.
You crack it, man.
No.
This shit wakes you up.
It's my
wake up.
We'll go into your bedroom and do this.
What's no, it's fine. It won't stink up the room.
Okay.
No, it's like have you have to it? Actually.
No,
get...
it's the thing that if you pass out, they put this
they
in your
crack
face.
It and they put it in this TV show.
Because it's probably so gnarly that it wakes you up when you're passed out.
Oh.
Just a thought.
But it doesn't like go out. You have to be close to
it.
Yeah,
it'll fade in like 20 seconds to like. Huh.
What kind of taste?
You need to. If you'd like to know the history of smelling salts.
I can tell you a little bit about what
it's salty. Just leave it as salty. Oh my god.
Oh my god. I'm gonna crack this smelling salt.
Crack that shit up.
Okay, let's do
this.
3, 2, 1.
It was like the hardest thing you've been doing all week.
Oh. What was it doing? Why'd it do that? How'd it get my ear?
That'll wake you up.
I was like, it's not doing anything. at very first, no, I threw that fucker away from me.
Discarded that shit hard.
Thickhead.
So you can't even smell it in the room. Like, no. It doesn't.
I didn't smell it, though. It jumped inside my brain. Right?
Yeah.
Some guys, they can't smell it. Like, they can just feel it.
Ooh. Oh! You did it!
I feel it like in the top of my
head.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. I got it in my ear.
Here you go, honey.
No, I've smelled them.
Just
many,
hit it. Good.
Many,
just hit it.
Well, get a feeling for what it smells.
Yeah,
like.
Hold it a little bit more. I mean, it's nothing gonna.
Live a little.
Yeah.
Live a little. Did it register?
No.
Get it right up in your face.
No.
You gotta hit it.
Basically, it just smells like ammonia. Really strong ammonia smell.
That was
like
weird.
Hair bleach. Like if you've ever bleached your hair.
Ugh.
Yeah. It's brutal. You know, like the medical advantages of having a smelling salt are, you know, waking you up when you're passed out. Mm-hmm. Also, if you're about to do some like heavy lifting as a bodybuilder,
get pumped up.
Yeah, smell that shit. Additionally, like. You'll find hartshorn or deer antler as an ingredient in those, like, dick pills you see at the gas station.
Oh, shit! Yeah. He didn't tell me that.
He is awake. What the fuck did you do that for?
That's so weird right now.
Ever wonder what amyl nitrate smells like?
No, what are you bringing over here?
Oh, wow, super rush.
Be careful.
Be careful.
Yeah, like... like, it's very strong smelling. But it's just a, it's like whippets. Like, you just, it's a quick, like, 20-second high where you're just...
I can't go.
Yeah, no,
I can't,
that's
go tonight.
Fine.
I can't go tonight.
That's
man.
Fine. It's
we gotta wrap it up. We can't just start. We can't. What's it called again?
Amyl nitrate. Or actually, no. This variety is called Super Rush. And
you get it in sex stores.
Yeah, it's from like
Oh, Captain. It's like go time. Like, hold on, girl.
Uh huh.
Well, it's really
big
in the gay community because when you sniff it, it supposedly relaxes your asshole.
Yeah, your soft tissue.
Oh, you had that for getting the massage
thing,
huh? No, I got
that. Would have been smart.
Yeah, how come you didn't take some of that first?
We'll move forward.
Fingernail for dinner.
We'll move forward.
Let's just move forward.
The fingernail. This takes the edge off.
Yeah. Oh. Cue the music.
That's fucking.
I'm still high on this smelling salts. How did it get my nose blood inside of it? That's what I want to know. I was like, is my nose bleeding? It looks like a puppet tampon. It's just a pad. I mean, that's just me. I don't know.
I see that.
Anyways, that was fun.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for coming. This one will be fun with that game. We worked that game out. You guys help for free. That's what I was totally into that.
For free.
We got the writing. Free writing.
Stop. What are you, don't smell that.
Oh, man. Let me hit that one more time.
It wakes you up.
Let me hit that one more time.
It's lighter now.
That's what I'm talking. I need like the... I need a... Oh, I hit it. I hit it on accident. Smell it, sobs. Santa's like, listen, I like Jeremy and everything, but he can't be yelling smelly salts in the middle of the night downstairs.
We have a friend that's a professor and a feminist, and found out that like a few times I've smelling salted. She falls asleep during Game of Thrones. I'm like, what? It's Game of Thrones.
You're not even as dirty as I was thinking.
No, it's not.
It's like, Are you passed out? You can't pass out right now.
I've never passed out.
Oh, let's get into that. You guys are going to have to come back. We'll have you back.
This is all off air.
We'll have you come back before a year. How about that?
Yeah.
Because we could have you guys. You guys are fun. We could have it more often, I think. I'll talk to my co-host about it.
Yeah.
Yes, I was like very much looking forward to this.
Yeah,
me too. I was looking good to yours, I was looking good to yours, is what I just said.
A good day, I like you.
I see you, fun.
Shannon, Andy, I like you.
Well, anyways, if you want to check out anything, go to candyteethcreative.com. And if you want to check out anything else, go to Off Model on SoundCloud.
That's right. And what's the most important thing they should know?
Stay alive.
I'm not a narc.
You're getting a prostate massage?
It's 6 o'clock. Yeah. Nah, I mean...
That is what it is. It's a prostate massage.
I played that game where you kick the kids up into the air.
This motherfucker's going 40 in the fast lane. Or this motherfucker needs to learn how to merge. Or this motherfucker's passing everybody on the right. Yeah. Or this motherfucker's got a chain hanging from his fucking car. It's causing sparks and everybody's slowing down to watch it.
Werewolves in the basement.
Tell you something, kid. Childhood is hard.
Pegging.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I probably will never... Like, I'm sorry, honey, but...
What if I was really into it?
I don't fucking care.